from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a New Jersey pastor has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenager. Investigators say the assaults happened in January and February at 64-year-old Charles Brinson's home in Trenton, near his church. ABC 6 reports the 16-year-old victim told police that Brinson, who's a pastor at Brinson Memorial Church, put a bottle with a clear substance inside it up to the teen's nose, causing the victim to pass out prior to the alleged assaults. In 2008, Brinson was also arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting a 15-year-old. He's currently being held at Mercer County Jail. A Mercer County man who's been in jail 12 times before is accused of killing a 26-year-old woman in Middlesex County.
Victoria Lee of Plainsboro was reported as missing on January 30th. Police searched for Lee for nearly a month and on Tuesday found her body. Investigators found that 43-year-old Raheem Johnson of Trenton had been living with Lee and was the last person to see her alive. Johnson is now charged with first-degree murder as well as weapons offenses and violating parole. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey News is brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here and it's bigger than ever. Shop Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. NJ Transit is rolling out some customer service improvements at Newark Penn Station as a pilot program. NJ Transit President and CEO Chris Calori says one item is overnight closures.
Although the main portion of the station will be open, we'll make sure the rest of the places are closed so that by the time 5 o'clock in the morning rolls around, customers have a beautiful, clean station.
Customer service representatives wearing bright orange will be making the rush hour round starting in March. After Newark, the program is expected to also launch at the Trenton and Camden stations. The Vatican is making alternative plans for Ash Wednesday next week as Pope Francis recovers from pneumonia. Francis has reached the two-week mark in his recovery amid a guarded sense of optimism. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is a mix of weather on the way. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There's a lot of variety in this forecast. If you don't like the weather, just wait a day. Today is definitely cooler than yesterday. Highs this afternoon, 45 to 50 degrees. Not awful, though. We've got mostly sunny skies and a stiff breeze blowing through New Jersey. Tonight, expect a few clouds overhead with lows around 40. The problem with tomorrow, as we start the month of March, it's going to be a windy day. Gusts over 30 miles an hour with sun and clouds and a slight chance of a quick shower. Highs tomorrow surging into the mid to upper 50s. Only mid-30s on Sunday. Back to cold and blustery weather. It's going to be bright and sunny. The wind chill on Sunday, no better than the 20s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Thank you, Dan. And Rockaway 45, Franklin 49, Beach Haven 47. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Weather brought to you by At Home Recreation. They are selling off 2024 floor models, brand new family hot tubs, over 30 spas to choose from with savings up to $6,000. Visit athomerecreation.com for a store near you.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.